Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard the one who was speaking say to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints, for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. I always find the last part, this is what not what I'm going to be preaching on the most, but the last part of the gospel. Here is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe. It says, so he was not able to perform any mighty deed there. He was amazed at their lack of faith. So here's God in our midst. And he could not perform miracles in his hometown because they had no faith. And how many times have I talked about the necessity of faith to receive everything God wants to give us? Faith is necessary to unlock the gift, to unlock the sacrament. If God could not do anything because of their lack of faith, God can't do anything in my life or your life unless we have faith. But that means God is beyond us, that God can do anything. There's nothing God can't do. And we just got to have that great faith in this almighty God so that he can do great works in us. And that comes also then when it comes to the second reading. Because here's Paul who talks about his weakness, his thorn in the flesh. Now, we got to make sure what this is not. It's not his sin. Too often throughout the 32 years I've been ordained, and even before, I'll never forget, before I got ordained, I was down and I was somewhere and a guy was talking to me, and he was talking to me about how he kept having sex outside of marriage or committing adultery. And he goes, well, you know, Paul says, this is my thorn in the flesh. And I go, no, it's not. Our sin is not our thorn in the flesh. It doesn't give us an excuse to sin because we're just a bunch of weak people, that we always fall into sin. Paul was not talking about this in any way when you look at the whole chapter here in Corinthians. He was not giving people an excuse to sin. In fact, it was the opposite. He was telling us we have no excuse to sin because the power of God is within us. But what Paul struggled with, scripture scholars say, was a physical ailment. Some say he had epilepsy. Other people say he couldn't see. That's why he had to write in big letters. There's a bunch of things, these physical ailments, these crosses he had in his life. And he kept telling God, asking God, please deliver me from this. People are looking at that instead of me or instead of you. And he goes, nope, I want you to have this because now you know how dependent you are on me. And see, that got to be with all of our lives. Again, as I come back to again and again, is that too much of us follow the heresy of Pelagianism, that I'm going to earn my salvation. That look at all the good things I do. Look at all these things I do for God. And none of it is enough to get you to heaven or me to heaven. That's our weakness. That's our powerlessness. That's why we have to proclaim this. I am weak. If I make it to heaven, it's not because of anything I did. It's because of what Jesus Christ did inside of me. It's his power, not mine. It's his grace, not the way I just live my life. Now, as I've already said, that doesn't give us an excuse to sin. It gives us the focus that I got to let God live inside of me so much that I know that my goodness does not come from me, only comes from God. I'm still so amazed in my own life how he uses a jerk like me. Remember Pete used to say to me again and again every time I went to confession at the end, isn't it great God loves a jerk like you? And a lot of you agree with that reality who have been with me for 19 years here. Last Wednesday, we began my 19th year. So again, I have all the things inside of me that God should not use. All the more reason we know that's all God's power, all God's grace. He can use any jackass. I'm a jackass. It fits together. And when we believe that everything inside of us is from God and not from us, now we're closer to holiness. The problem becomes when we focus on us. And now I go to daily mass and I do this and I say my rosary and I do Divine Mercy Chaplet. I do. Filled with pride. No humility. Humility is acknowledging everything in my life is by the grace of Almighty God. And so I give him glory. So when you struggle with sin, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, don't focus on your sinfulness, on your weakness. Focus on the power of God inside of you. That God can do this. You can't. That's why, have you ever sat there and went to confession and say, I'm done with this, I'm done, and you keep following? Because you are trying to do it. You're trying to do it by your own power instead of by God's grace. The core of our belief in Christianity, in Catholicism, is that everything depends on the grace of God. We cooperate with this grace. But it's all his grace, not my power. So when you and I fully know that in the depths of our being, then we can cry out with St. Paul, therefore I am content with weakness, with insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When you and I focus on him and not us, we are strong. So let's focus on Jesus. Let's focus on his strength. Let's focus on his power. It's not us, it's all him, and we just praise God for all the things he has done for us. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.